句话。
I feel like repeat what I said.
今天晚上。是我们第二次教会经历这个断电的情况。
This is probably the second time that we have experienced the power outage in this church.
感谢主，这一次比上次有恩典。
Thanks be to God, we are full of grace.
你起码这个房间有灯，隔壁年轻人聚会也有灯，其他都没有灯。上一次我们在这里聚会的时候，我们只能靠这边坐，为什么？因为整个都是没有灯的。
And I think because the power outage was so complete that we literally sit in the darkness.
我们的王荣弟兄有一个发电机。
And we're very lucky that Brother Wong has a generator.
所以他从家里把发电机搬来放在外头。
So he brought this generator and put outside of the window.
然后开起来，我们就有讲台上的一盏灯。
So when he plug in, there's a light.On the pulpit.
所以我们通通坐在那一边。
So for that reason, we have to move up or move.
大家穿着跟爱斯基摩人一样。
And we all dress like Eskimo.
因为那一次是冰雪笼罩，这个电断掉是因为冰太大，结得太厚了，电线断掉。
And that power outage was caused by ice storms.
对。这次我们没有冰雪。
But we're lucky enough that not to have that kind of sort of things.
吹了大风而已。
It's just windstorm.
对，感谢主还给我们这样的一个，虽然不能讲温暖，但是里面是热的， yeah. 对吧
？Thanks be to God that we're able to come together to worship God. Although we stay cold, we stay alert, we stay warm.
我只有一个请求，就是所有坐在后三排的，全部到前面来。
So I just have only one request. If you happen to be seated on the last three rows, please come forward.
对，前面有特别座是为你们预备的。
There are first row reserved particularly for you.
因为你们坐那么远，我要喊一个钟头，我没有这个嗓门。
And I said, you know that I cannot cry all the time.
你们爱弟兄的缘故，就坐前面来。
So for the sake of love of Jesus Christ, please come forward.
对，而且我们可以抱团取暖了。
So you see, we stay together, we stay warm.
所以后面三排的都往前面坐啊。
So please, if you happen to be seated on the last three rows, please come forward.
对对对对，亲热一点。我自己是感冒了，所以我咳嗽咳得不停。
Yeah, so excuse me, I got a bad cold and I've been coughing ever since.
所以如果
The cough drop.
我这种吃的太多，已经不灵光了。
Allergic to that.
好，我们要继续来讲，这个神的奥秘。
So we'll continue today's Sunday service on God's mystery.
请我们打开以弗所书。
So please turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们来读几处重要的圣经。
Let's read several scriptures.
首先我们要看以弗所书第一章。
First, Book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
我们要看的是第九节。
Verse 9.
念到第十节。
Actually, verses 9 through 10.
以弗所书第一章第九节，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。好。
So, Book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 9 through 10. Let's read together. He made known to us the mystery of his will.According to his kind intention, which he had purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the time, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
跳到十七节。
And let's jump to verse 17.
从17节念到23节。
So verses 17 through 23.
因为比较长，我就跟我们翻译的姐妹轮流读了，读我读一节中文，她就读下一节的英文。
So we alternate reading.
一章十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
Verse 18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
并知道他向我们这信的人所存能力是何等的浩大。
Which he brought about in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and he gave him as head over all things to the churches.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。然后我们跳到第二章。
Let's come to chapter 2.
我们从第三节念起。
From verses 3.
念到第七节。
To 7. So we alternate reading.
对，二章第三节，我们从前也都在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
And raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。好，我们就暂时读到这里哈。
I think that's for the scriptures today.
我们最近在一个题目里头，就是神的奥秘。
So we've been having a series of discussions or sessions on God's mystery.
而且保罗告诉我们，在哥林多前书第四章说，我们都是神奥秘式的管家。
And according to the Apostle Paul, in his book of First Corinthians, he told us we are all stewards of his mystery.
因为在宇宙中最大的奥秘是什么？
So let me ask you, what is the biggest mystery of the universe?
就是神自己。
That is actually truly God himself.
他是我们眼睛看不见、手摸不到的，他却是一个实体。
And he is invisible and untouchable, yet he is a reality.
我们只能从他的作品、他的创造来知道有这一位造物的主。
And we only come to know him through his workmanship, through his masterpieces.
但是他到底是谁？他为什么造了这天地万物？为什么造你？为什么造我？我们活着干嘛？
But,
我们都不知道。
But truly, truly, why he created this universe? Why there is you and me? And about this mystery, that remains a mystery to us.
我们从小来到这个世界长大，我们都每一个人里头都会问同样的问题，只是找不到答案。
And I think when we were, since we were young, we started to ask a question like, why we are here? Where we're going to? Where do we come from?
那有的时候孩子问父母，你我爸爸妈妈，我怎么来的？
And,
你是垃圾桶捡来的。
And some of the kids might ask you, mom, where was from? You might just kind of joke about it. Oh, I picked you up from the dumpster.
所以我们对自己的来龙去脉 一无所知。
So the history about us, about where do we come from and why we are here and why where are we going to remains a mystery to most of us.
这是一个奥秘。
This, because this is a mystery.
但是感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
他并没有向我们隐藏他自己。
He does not hide himself.
他愿意把他自己向我们来启示。
He is more than willing to reveal himself to him.
他怎么启示他的自己呢？
So how does he make that possible?
就是把他的儿子道成肉身来到这个地上做人。
So he gives his only begotten son so that he sent his son to the earth to become a man just like you and me.
从他的儿子向我们来表明他是谁。
And through his son, he's able to reveal himself to us.
是在旧约里头他先启示给他的选民叫做犹太人。
And yes, indeed, from the Old Testament, he revealed himself to his chosen people, Israel.
有许许多多的先知在古的时候被神所拣选来发表神的启示。
And many prophets and being chosen by God to prophesy about him.
但是那些启示都是片段的。
But this is all sort of a theoretical.
No.
Segmental. It's a little segmental.
直到他的儿子来的时候，把他整个的启示就向我们打开了。
And until his son, Jesus Christ, came to the world, his revelation became a full picture.
所以今天每一个得救的基督徒
So every saved Christian,
我们就有一个恩典，就是神把他的儿子给了我们。
It's been granted a great grace, a grace that we all receive a part of Jesus Christ.
有一次他的门徒叫做这个有一个门徒他说耶稣啊你能不能把父显给我们看我们看见他我们就知足了。
And there was a time that when his disciple asked him, one of his disciples asked him, my Lord, could you please show us a father so that our heart will be satisfied?
问这个话就是多马。
And that man, that disciple was Thomas.
主耶稣就说你们看见我就是看见父。
So Jesus replied, if you see me, you see father.
所以这个神的奥秘是借着他的儿子开始向我们
So this is evident now that through Jesus Christ, his begotten son, we're able to see God.
那我们今天在这个地上就有一个责任。
So why we are still on this earth, we have one great responsibility.
什么责任呢？
What is the responsibility?
来认识他的儿子。
That is to know him, that is to know his son.
从认识他的儿子，我们就可以认识谁？父
Because if we know his son, we will know the father.
我们就认识父了。
And if we know the father,
我们就知道他为什么造我们了。
We will know why we were created by
那一个我们以前从小问的这个问题，一个问题一个问题都得到答案了。
And all the questions that we used to have will be answered.
我上一次讲这个题目的时候，我特别讲到今天的人一直有一个最大的病叫做忧郁症。
And I think obviously one of the biggest challenges that we are facing in today's world is a depression.
这个忧郁症不分年龄的。
And so depression is really not about ages. If you're young or old.
男女老幼都会得到。
And it's not about the sex as well. So from young to old, from men to women.
为什么有这个东西？
So why this thing,
我们今天 科技这么发达
why depression became such a huge thing and has such a big impact on all of us
而且现在资讯也是非常的丰富
especially we're living in the time of technology and information
可是人还是非常的忧郁
and yet people are still depressed
到一个地步
to such
自杀就只有自杀
that they make suicide attempt suicide
那我上次还特别说到，我说没有信耶稣的人自杀、忧郁症，这可以理解。
So like I mentioned the last Sunday that if somebody who's not a believer of Jesus Christ and he committed suicide, which is understandable.
但是，连基督徒都仍然有自杀的。
But yet it's not uncommon for Christians to commit suicide.
那我在这个基督徒的上面就打个引号了。
And in that case, I have to put a quotation mark on the Christians or so-called Christians.
为什么基督徒也会自杀？这个东西就有一个很大、很严重的问题。
So there is one biggest problem hidden by this phenomena.
记得吗？我上个礼拜讲这个道的时候，基督徒为什么会发生自杀的现象？
So do you ever figure or wonder why some Christians still commit suicide?
因为你把信耶稣跟信菩萨是搞在一起了。
Because Christians or these Christians mingled worshiping idols with worshiping God.
你把信耶稣的你所信的这一位所谓的耶稣变成庙里的那一个偶像是一样的。
Because we these Christians made God the true and the living God into idols that anybody can worship in the temples.
因为每一个人到庙里去拜的人
so that imagine those idol worshippers come to worship idols.
他们求什么？
What do they ask for? What do they ask for?
福气啊。
They ask for blessings.
平安呢？
They asking for
没有儿子给我儿子啊。
Or they asking for the blessing.
没有钱给我钱呢？
Children or being rich.
想要当官的就来求升官发财啊。
Or being promoted and they get raised.
所以据说上海有三个庙，每一个庙都有不同的功能。你要烧头香的时候，搞清楚你要什么。
So I heard that there are three important temples in Shanghai, which each temple has a different idols. So you have to make sure that you have to make sure you know what to ask for, so that you want you got to choose the right temple.
静安寺是什么东西的？啥么子啊？
啥么子啊？
要发财要到静安寺去造的。
For Jing An Temple, if you want to ask for being rich,
对对对
that's a temple you'll go to.
所以你要敲门要敲对门。
So you have to knock the right door.
结果我们基督徒也是一样的。
So this is the same thing with the Christians.
我们为什么信耶稣？因为我们也是要求这些地上的福气嘛。
Why do we believe in Jesus Christ before? Because we want all kinds of blessings.
但是那不是神把他的儿子带到地上来做我们的救主的原因啊。
But this is really not the purpose that God brought His only begotten Son to the earth.
但是我们以前是对偶像有这个概念，所以今天还是同样的概念。信了主，我们还是没有改变。
So we know that we have to separate from all the idol worshiping, but yet we change our behavior, but we haven't changed our mind.
对。所以我们也是走到有一天我们碰到一些难处的时候我们想不通了。
So when we come to a point that there is no way out for us.
我求健康可是神为什么没有给我健康？
Such as we are asking for being healthy
and stay healthy. 那这个神就不灵了。
But we're not, we've been sick. And of course God doesn't answer our prayer.
所以你的心就开始从神面前有一个怀疑的态度。
So we start to doubt. We start to doubt about God.
那我们当然也就会得忧郁症。
And of course we got depressed because when what we ask for is not answered and we start to doubt God, our heart depressed.
以弗所书保罗要告诉我们什么？
So what this letter, what does this book of Ephesians try to tell us?
这里有一个词汇出现。
There's one specific word.
八次。
That appeared eight times in the book.
那个词汇是什么？
What's that? What is that word?
啊，旨意。
Well, his well.
我上次也做了一个比喻，我说在中国的文化里头，皇帝也有旨意，那个旨意中文特别给他一个词。
So, I make a comparison as well. I use an example of Asian Chinese emperors. So when he proclaims his well, there is one specific word to that.
我们中国人叫那个叫圣旨。
He's a decree.
为什么？
So why do we call this decree?
它是皇帝的意思啊。
Because this is the will of the emperor.
那你就会知道，你从这种电影里面，你可以知道，虽然我们都没有去过皇宫，但是电影里面你看过。
But of course, through the periodic drama, we know how the emperors would make his action towards his decree.
皇帝颁布他的圣旨的时候。
So when the emperor start to proclaim his decree.
是向谁颁布啊？
To whom he made his decree?
不是。街上的小老百姓他颁布是他要给他的大臣他能够相信的这个能人来颁布他的圣旨啊。
Not just the ordinary people, but his ministers, his important cabinet.
对不对
?members.
那个接圣旨的人要跪着来接的。
And all his subject will bow down to receive his decree.
从他接这个圣旨开始他那一天就是必须把王的命令怎么样 去执行。
Because on the very moment when his department, when his ministers receive his decree, they're about to carry out the emperor's will.
他就不可以再有什么了，自己的旨意了。
There is no longer his own will or their own will.
他只能执行谁的旨意啊
？They have to carry out.
皇帝的旨意了。
The emperor's will.
懂吗？所以这个就是我在这里讲到这本书的时候，保罗特别告诉基督徒，我们要注意一件事。
So that's the reason when we talk about the book of Ephesians, Paul particularly mentioned, pay attention to God's will.
讲八次。
So for that reason, he mentioned eight times.
整个新约圣经里面有两本书讲八次关于这个旨意的问题。
So in the New Testament, there are two books who mentioned his will eight times each time.
一本就是现在我们讲的以弗所。
One is from the book of Ephesians.
另外一本就是罗马书讲也同样讲这个旨意。
And another is from book of Romans.
所以这件事情是天大的事。
So this is one great thing, one big thing.
那在这一本书以弗所讲到旨意的时候，他还有一个形容词。
And so when Paul mentioned his will, there is one word ahead of it.
Adjective.
Adjective.
对。
Adjective to describe it.
英文圣经有，中文圣经没有把它很明确的表明出来。
And so we have one in the English translation.
那就是第三章的。
From chapter 3.
第十一节。
Chapter 3, Book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse
11. 对，你念一下。
So that was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们中文圣经是说，这是照神从万世以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意，这是万世以前所定的旨意，这是中文的翻译。
So the Chinese translation is from the beginning of the beginning.
那么在英文就直截了当，他就说什么？永远的旨意。
But in English, that's eternal purpose.
所以这本书，保罗就要把神那个从万世之前在永世之中已经定规的那个旨意告诉我们。
So in the book of Ephesians, Paul reviewed God's will through from the eternity point of view.
那请问这个旨意重要不重要？
So let me ask you, if this is important will,、it is very important will, God's will.
这件事情是超过时间、超过空间的。
Because that his eternal will surpasses time and space.
没有你，没有我，没有这个宇宙之前，这个旨意已经怎么样？存在了。
And before the beginning, before you and me, that well has been there.
那整个后来的创造
，and the creation followed.
是根据什么？这个旨意。
Was in accordance with his eternal.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
purpose,
我们在那里寻找，到底我们活着为什么
？So my dear fellow Christians, why are we still seeking the meaning of life?
我们看到这个浩瀚的宇宙，哇，这么奇妙，这么浩大。到底存在为什么？有什么目的没有
？When we look around this great universe, we got amazed and wonder why we are here.
你有没有问过这个问题啊
？Have you asked yourself about that question?
没有。
Probably no. Probably yes.
你一定要问。
You have to ask.
这是最重要的问题。
Because this is one of the greatest important questions.
否则的话，你真是一天空的一片浮云。
Otherwise, you're just like a cloud.
偶尔出现。
You occasionally show up.
然后有一天又偶尔的消失了。
And disappear in one time.
你活着干嘛
？Why we are here? What's the meaning of life?
难道就是吃喝拉撒等死吗
？And just we eat and drink and wait for death?
不可能的。
Not possible.
你的生命太有价值了。
Because life is way much more important.
到一个什么价值到一个什么地步呢？神的儿子愿意用他的生命来买你的生命。
To such an extent that God's begotten Son came to the world to save us for the sake of our lives.
他有一个目的要达到的。
Because there is one purpose he tried to.
这个目的是他造你、救你的原因。
And that's a purpose that we are created and being saved.
好，这都是我上次讲的。
And so that's what I said during my last.
今天我就要往下讲了。
Last session, and I continue today's session.
那到底这个旨意是什么呢
？So truly, what is the purpose? What is eternal purpose?
好，那我们就来 一个一个的看。
And so let's continue to read the scripture.
我们刚刚念的是第一章第九节。
So as we have read chapter 1 verse 9.
他说都是按着他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
So book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9 through 10 it says, He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention which he purposed in him with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens, and things on the earth.
好，这里你注意看英文跟中文的翻译上有一个稍微有点不太一样。
So there is always a little difference between the English translation and the Chinese translation.
中文说天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一，这是中文的翻译。
So the Chinese translation tried to bring the oneness.That's the oneness of all things on earth and on heaven.
这个是一个重要的意思。
Because that's one important thing.
英文呢，你注意听。
But in English translation,
它是说 sum up.
So that's the word is, or the phrase is a sum up.
这有另外有一个意思。
And actually, there is another meaning to it.
Sum up 怎么解释啊？
So in plain English, what's a sum up?
总结。
Sum is a conclusion. It's inclusion and a conclusion.
这个词在罗马书里面用过。
And that word, sum up, has been mentioned in the book of Romans.
是罗马书十三章的第九节。
So in the book of Romans,
十三章九节。
Chapter 19, verse 9. 13, 9.
他就是说爱人如己，就把律法所有的一切都怎么样啊？都包括在这一句话里面。
OK, so what Paul says here in Romans 13:9b, it says, And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in the saying, You shall love your neighbors as yourself.
对，就是说他把整个旧约的这个律法，如果有这么多条的律法，但你把它通通来一个总结，四个字，爱人如己。
So Paul sums up the Mosaic law into loving your neighbors as yourself.
对，那就不止四个字啊。
In English, that's more than four words.
四个字。
Yeah.
所以这个叫做 sum up.
So this is what we call the sum up.
那中文要怎么表达？总结啊，但是呢，总结，它我们中文在翻译这个地方，它不是翻译成总结，它说是合而为一。
So instead of translating this summing up as conclusion or inclusion, Chinese translates as oneness, being one.
我这几天就在那边想，怎么样来表达这个意思。
So I started wondering about how to express that oneness.
你要注意哦，这是神要把整个的天上地上所有的一切看得见的看不见的属灵的属物质的都要在基督里怎么样 sum up.
Because you have to pay attention that this is truly God's eternal purpose that he sums up, that he sums up all things on heaven and earth unto Jesus Christ.
用中国大陆的一句话。
So if we use a, if we quote from a common saying in from mainland China.
党领导一切。
That is, oh man, that's hard. okay, the leadership of the party is everything. Sums up.
对。
All things sums up in party's leadership.
That's right. 你看共产党的思维。
So you see, you kind of trace the kind of mindset of a communist party back in mainland China.
他什么都要领导。
The party tries to lead on everything.
政治他要管
on politics,
经济他要管
on economy,
连和尚也要管
even on religion.
前一阵我听到这个和尚说我要做毛泽东的和尚
So one time I heard a saying that a monk or a monk says I will be a monk under the Communist Party.
对，现在要做习近平的和尚
And maybe we can another saying that there will be the monk under the leadership of Xi.
对，所以意思就是说，只要在中国，无论是大事小事，他都要管。
So in mainland China, regardless of things are big and small, it all summed up in under the leadership of a Communist Party.
这是一个零啊。
So you see, that's one big zero.
这个零在。
One spirit. Oh, sorry.
这是一个灵，在模仿谁啊
？That's one spirit trying to
模仿神
，try to imitate God.
神在这里定一个旨意，一切是由他的儿子怎么样？最高，他 sum up。通通在基督里合而为一。
Because from Book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10, we know that all things are summed up in His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
那今天你看见这个共产党的这个灵，他要把所有的一切，他来领导。
And in the same way, or at least in a similar way, the spirit of a communist party tried to imitate God, tried to sum up all things under His leadership.
听懂了没有
？I hope you understand that.
这就是。仇敌今天为什么在中国要大力的逼迫基督徒
？And I think that's the reason that why Christians or Christianity is being severely persecuted in China, in mainland China.
一个礼拜前的今天
，So just a week ago,
成都有一个教会叫做秋雨之福。
There is one church in Chengdu, Sichuan Province, the blessing of a fall,
秋雨之福。Autumn rain.
Autumn rain. Okay, the Church of Autumn Rain.
对。就在那一天，他们平常有差不多600到700人聚会。
So last week today, they used to have a 600 or 700 congregation members.
对，但是他们不拒绝加入三自，就是党不让党领导的。
But they refused to join the government led churches.
所以呢，一抓100多个人。
So at least more than 100 Christians were arrested.
从主任牧师到所有的执事、同工、小组长，全部逮捕。
From the deacon, from the pastors, senior pastors or deacon board, they were being arrested.
也就是说，共产党已经渗透在他们教会里面。你们教会里面一举一动，张三李四王五，叫做什么？一目了然了。
So it is all under the surveillance of the Communist Party.
这叫做党领导一切。
And that's what we called that all things are summed up under the leadership of the Communist
Party. 你不听我的话，我全部把你抓起来。
So if some of the churches refused to join the government-led churches, the co-workers and pastors were arrested.
而且这个东西是一直继续进行下去。
And this is just not one occasional thing. This is actually a continuous effort
今天在
by the Communist Party.
今天在中国大陆，你要做一个基督徒可不简单。
And in today's mainland China, it's hard to be a Christian. It's really hard.
你要做一个见证，什么是见证
？You have to testify.
就是这里所说的，天上地上一切所有都要在基督里面同归于一。
Because as a true Christian in mainland China, you have to testify that all things, that the summing up of all things in Christ, the things in the heaven and the things on the earth.
同样的话到后面第二十一节再说一次。
And if we continue to verse 21, it's being repeated here and again.
对，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的。不但是今世的，连来世也都超过了，又将一切万有都伏在他的脚下，使他，这是谁？基督，他就是基督，为教会做万有之首。
So verse 20 through 21 says, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Sorry, verse 22 again. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him, that is Jesus Christ, as head of all things to the church.
所以在这里你可以看到神已经把一个最高的位置给了谁？他的儿子耶稣基督。
So God has given his begotten son, that is Jesus Christ, to this one big seat.
这个位置是发生在什么时候？
And when did this, all, this thing happen?
是耶稣在地上上了十字架，打败了他的仇敌，第三天从死里复活，然后四十天升天。在那一刻时刻，这一位坐宝座的父神就把他的儿子放在这一个最高的位置上了。
And that happened when Jesus was nailed on the cross, crucified, being buried, and resurrected on the third day. And he continued to live on this earth for 40 days. And after all this, after all of these, he ascended to heaven, and the Godfather seated him at his right hand.
这是神的旨意。
And that's God's purpose. That's God's eternal purpose.
那么谁想把这个东西推翻呢？
And who want to overthrow this?
Huh?
Who want to overthrow this?
撒旦。
Satan, of course.
撒旦就要把这一个神的旨意推翻。
And Satan try to overthrow God's eternal purpose.
那他怎么样做这个功呢？
And how does he manage to do that?
那撒旦就是用他在地上的爪牙来完成他的工作。
And he uses sidekicks on the earth to do that.
那当然他有各式各样的表达的方法。
And of course he uses all various things to express that.
那近两百年来最大的就是经过共产主义。
And especially in the nearly 200 years, as of now,
在共产主义宣言里头
expression is the communist movement.
这个Communist Manifesto.
So,
在这个宣言里头，你看他怎么讲。
So in the Communist Manifesto, there is one proclamation.
他从来没有什么救世主。
There is no such a thing like a savior.
从来没有啊，救世主，你要救自己，你要自己救自己。
There is no such a thing like a savior. Your savior is yourself. You are the savior.
所以他鼓动人民起来造反。
So he kind of arose people to a riot.
这个幽灵从欧洲的上空兴起来。
So that spirit
对不对?
Of communism started to spread over Europe.
这是他的第一句话。
And that's the first word. That's the first sentence.
所以这个邪灵从
in the Communism Manifesto.
从马克思开始，在这个地球上已经绕了两百年了。
And it started with Max and had been here for over 300 years.
No, 200.
Oh, 200 years.
对。所以你就知道，今天基督徒在中国大陆被逼迫是意料中。的事情。
So it's not like unbearable. It's like
predictable.
Predictable, yes. Thank you. It's not unpredictable that Christians in mainland China will be persecuted for the faith.
那今天只是这个灵再次的被搅起来了。
It just start to be stirred up more confusion and tribulation.
习近平要讲得很清楚，他说共产党员绝对不可以信教。
So Xi Jinping, the Communist Party leader has made it clear that no Communist Party member can be a member of a Christianity.
十八岁以下的人不可以向他传教。
So a man under 18 cannot be preached with gospel.
为什么他有这样讲呢？
So why he made this such a clear thing?
那是一个灵的问题。
And this is really a spiritual warfare.
神的灵跟撒旦的灵要抢人的。
And so you see, this is really the spiritual warfare between the spirit of the Holy Spirit and the spirit of Satan.
这不是政治的问题。
So you see, this is not really a topic on politics.
这是灵界的问题。
This is a spiritual warfare.
所以你可以看得到，今天在中国大陆，你要真正为耶稣做见证，你要准备什么？要出代价。
So you see, if you want to be a Christian, if you want to believe in Jesus Christ in mainland China, you have to be ready to pay a price on that.
对，所以这里就告诉我们，这个旨意是神已经老早命定的。
So you see, that purpose, here we call the eternal purpose, has been predestined in God's will.
那么他就要让他的儿子在哪里把他这个权柄首先表现出来呢？
So where does he reveal his eternal purpose through his son, Jesus Christ?
他要表达他是头。
So you see, one of the best way to show that Jesus Christ is the head of us.
你看习近平他一定要表现他是头，对不对？
So you see, in a similar way that the Communist Party leader Xi Jinping tries to appear to be the head of the party.
而且他做了一件很重要的事，今年。
And he did one important thing this year.
爸爸宪法给改了。
He changed the constitution.
这个头他要做多久？终身嘛，对吧？
And he literally changed the constitution that so he will remain the party leader forever.
所以这个灵就是毛泽东的灵。
And so you see, that's the spirit of a Mao.
他要做全中国的头还不算，他要借着一带一路要做全世界的头。
So that in a similar way that the Communist Party leader just not try to be the head of China, but through his one belt, one road, he tried to be, I believe, the head of the world.
今天谁能够把这件事情能够向黑暗的权势宣告呢？就是教会。
So you see, so in such a great tribulation or spiritual warfare, what we can do, that is, the church need to proclaim a war against it.
对，他在这里二十二节是说。
So in verse 22,
刚刚我们念的
we just read.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So you see, verse 22-23, it says, he put all things in subjection under his feet.And gave him Jesus Christ as head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
所以你会发现一件事情，在中国的教会这几年面临一个很大的挑战。
So I think one of the greatest challenges that the Chinese family churches are facing now.
拆十字架。
Is the destruction of the cross.
对吗？拆完以后，现在说要挂。国旗挂两个主席的像。
Because according to the Chinese government, they try to demolish the cross on all the churches, and instead they want to hang the national flag and also, I believe, the picture of Mao.
两个像。
Two pictures.
对，一个在左边，一个在右边。
One on hand, on left, and one on right.
对吗？这个都是要向教会表明一个什么见证？
And what does this mean? What does the Chinese government try to send a message to the churches in mainland China?
听得懂吗？你们今天我不是讲政治问题，我是讲这个属灵的问题。
So forgive me. Actually, what I'm talking here is really not about political issues. It's more of a spiritual warfare.
这里要把十字架给打倒。
So what the Chinese government trying to do is try to demolish.
这里要放两个人的像在教堂的里头。
And they try to hand out two pictures in the churches.
一个是国旗，一个是两个像。
One is a national flag, another is two
pictures. 那有一个牧师说，你放在那里，你要知道圣经上说十字架两边是两个强盗。
So, one pastor was humorous enough to joke that, oh, you have to remember the story of the Bible that the two that hand around Jesus is two robbers, one on left and one on right.
你挂不挂你自己决定。
And so, if we try to hand two pictures, that is two robbers, just go ahead.
所以这个征战。由古以来一直打到今天没有停的。
And this spiritual war has started from the beginning to now and will continue.
这个旨意就是神的旨意还是魔鬼的旨意？
So in a spiritual war, simply put, is a warfare against God's will and Satan's will.
你要高举的是人还是要高举的是神？
And when we try to raise God or raise people.
所以这个是以弗所给我们看见的一个在第一章里面，他让我们就看到这个旨意是非常明确的。
So this is a sums up chapter one of a book of Ephesians about God's eternal purpose.
好，那么神要表明他这个见证是借着一个器皿。
So you see, God is clever enough to use an instrument to illustrate or review his will.
我们每个人都有一个脑袋一个身体，对吧？
So if you look at this, we have one head, one body.
我希望没有例外。
I hope there's no exception to that.
身体干嘛的？
So what this body, what does this body stand for? What's the purpose of this body?
这个身体是，当然是一个把你表达出来的工具。
And it's a perfect instrument or vessel to reveal yourself to people.
对不对？你这个你是一个抽象的你。
So you see, if just you or we is a kind of an abstract.
这个抽象的你怎么样把它表达出来？是借着你的身体来表达的。
So how do we reveal ourselves to the people around us, to the world? That is through the body.
这个不玄啊，每一个人都应该懂啊。
And I'm sure you understand that.
好，同样，这个看不见的神。
So in the same way, or in a similar way, the invisible God.
怎么样表明他自己在这个物质的世界
？So how can this invisible God reveal himself to the world?
那圣经就说，人，你这个头怎么样表现你这个人？这个是耶稣基督是教会的头，他借着他的身体，就是他的教会来表达。
So you see, in the same way that we use our own body to reveal ourselves to the world, God used his body, the church, to reveal himself to the world.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So my dear fellow Christians,
什么是教会？
What is church then?
想一想。
Let's think about it.
你说是个 building.
You may say, hey, church is a building.
今天停电
了。Well, there is a, unfortunately, the building is out of power.
如果教会是指这个物质的这个建筑物
，So if we just refer a body as a refer church as a building，
那它可以停电的。
It could be out of work, out of light, out of power。
它可以坐在里面发抖的。
It could be dead。
这个不是圣经讲的教会。
And this is not what the church that Bible refers to。
撒旦很厉害，他常常就掉包。掉包懂吗
？And you know that Satan uses all kinds of tricks to trick us.
把圣经里面讲的教会，把它掉包变成了物质的身体，一个建筑物或者一个组织。
So Satan tricks us to believe that we can replace a church with a building.
你今天早上要出门之前，人家就问你妈爸，你们去哪里？你说我们去教会，对吧？你都是这样回答的吧
？Yeah. So when we are this morning, we were on the way to church. People ask you where we're going. We say, hey, we are on the way to church.
所以你的意思就是说，你要去一个地方，那个地方叫做教会。
And you, what you mean here is you are on the way to a place where you can worship.
这个字我们大家都接受了。
And I think this has been commonly accepted.
但是
，however。
这个表达是不是圣经讲的教会呢
？And does this totally reflect what the church that Bible refers to？
是不是
？If this is the church that we talk about？
不是，我希望你讲的是不是哦。
It is not。
你点头，
我
就要昏倒了。
Yeah, I hope you are not nodding. You're...
圣经讲的教会。是耶稣的身体，是一个活的东西。
So you see, the church that Bible refers to is truly。The body that is the head of which is Jesus Christ
是一个活的有机体
is a living it's a living body
就跟你的身体是一样的
just like your bodies
昨天我们一个弟兄死了
and yesterday or
严格的说不是昨天
not exactly yesterday we had a memorial service on a brother who passed away a few days
对吧
back
他的身体是没有功用了因为他断气了
we know that his body was dead
这里有一个身体是活的。
But however, we have a living body.
从圣经的启示告诉我们，这个身体在地球上生存了多久
？And from the book of the Bible, from the Bible, how long this living body been living?
什么时候诞生的
？When was this body being born?
五旬节啊。
From the Pentecostal.
在《使徒行传》里面告诉我们的，
Festival,
对不对
？That's what we know.
那天圣灵降临，120个人被圣灵充满。
So you see, yeah, on the Pentecost today, that 120 more than 120 brothers and sisters were filled with the Holy Spirit.
地球上忽然间多了一个。
And suddenly, here came a one living body on earth.
对不起，借用一个字叫做外星人。
And there is alien. There's this one thing. If I
是以前没有的。
There is one alien body that was never happened before.
地球上没有存在过的。
There
那一天有一百二十个人被圣灵充满，这个地上的一百二十个就跟天上的头怎么样？连起来了。
So this is one of the amazing things that happened that never existed before. But on the Pentecostal day, there were 120 people were filled with the Holy Spirit, and here came one living body who's been connected to the head in heaven.
然后那个身体细胞分裂快不快啊？
And when the body start to spill it into many bodies,
一百二变成一传福音。三千，再一传福音五千，对吧
？So 120 became 3,000, and more that became 5,000 living bodies.
8,000 120. 八千一百二十五，一百二十个，对吧？他这个身体就成长得非常的快。
So you see, that body start to split into such a rate that it became such a one big bodies.
不能用 split, 应该说 grow.
Oh, grow, yeah, grow, yeah. It started to grow.
对，它这个生长就从耶路撒冷就开始越长越大，对吧？
And the body started to grow from Jerusalem to the rest of the world.
从耶路撒冷开始。
Starting from Jerusalem.
犹太全地。
To the Judea,
Samaria,
to Samaria,
一直传到
into the
当时罗马的地极，对吧？
Into the end of the world, end of the world in Romans time.
这个事情在《使徒行传》已经完成了。
You see, this thing has been done in according to the Book of Acts.
然后这个《使徒行传》这本书一直到今天还在继续。
And yet, this Book of Acts continues even today.
今天你我坐在这里。
As we're living, as we're sitting here,
看起来就这么一百来个人。
If we roughly counted, maybe about 100.
但是神如果把你的眼睛打开，你要知道这一个身体不止这一百二十个人吧，在这里。
But if we're opened, our eyes of hearts are opened, we will know that we're more than 120.
他这个身体是多大？
You know how big is this one body of Jesus Christ?
多大？想一想。
Across the world.
它是穿越时间，穿越空间的。
Because you have to know, we have to realize the body of Jesus Christ surpasses time and space, travels across time and space.
不得了的一件事情啊！
This is one amazing thing.
所以他才会说，什么是教会？是那充满万有者所充满的。
So, no wonder that in verse 23, it says, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这句话你要花点脑筋去想哦。
So, we have to kind of meditate on this particular verse.
什么叫做充满万有者？
So, what is the fullness of him?
这里好有两个充满，对不对？
So, there are two fullness.
首先，按照哥罗西书
according number one, according to Book of Colossians,
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
哥罗西书怎么介绍？
How does Book of Colossians introduce Jesus?
哥罗西书的启示是神一切的丰富都有形有体的充满在一个人身上，是谁？耶稣基督。
Because according to Book of Colossians, all things are summed up in Jesus Christ visibly.
神有多大？
So how big is God?
啊？
How big is God?
总是比你想象的还大。
And I'm sure He's always greater than you imagine.
对吧？那一位无限量的神，居然能够把他自己全部有形有体的放在谁里哪里？在他的儿子耶稣基督里。
This God of infinity put everything together into his begotten son Jesus Christ as one.
所以耶稣是谁？
So who is Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus?
一面来讲是神的儿子。
In one hand, he's the son of God.
但是按照哥罗西书讲，他不单单是他的儿子，是父所有一切都充满在这个儿子里头。
And on the other hand, according to Book of Colossians, he is everything. He is the one.
这对我们的小脑袋想得通想不通。
And I think it's kind of hard to unfathom that mystery.
我们只有神啊，怜悯我们， 开我们的眼睛，让我们稍微能够懂一点。
We only can cry out mercy on us, Lord. Please open our eyes to understand and know you more.
好，那现在来到这本书。
And now,
以弗所
as we are moving to the book of Ephesians,
以弗所他就再进一步告诉我们。
And the book of Ephesians comes a little further to tell us.
这位无限量的基督。
This Jesus of infinity.
他说他要充满在哪里？
Well, fills all.
啊
？What fills?
要充满在一个器皿，这个器皿叫做教会。
What fills this great important vessel, an instrument that is called church?
神从五旬节那一天《使徒行传》开始，就预备了为了他的儿子预备了一个大的器皿。
So you see, from the Pentecost day, God the Father has prepared one big instrument for His begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
这个器皿是一个活的器皿。
And this is a living instrument. That's a living instrument.
你怎么样充满你的身体？
So let's put that way. How do you feel yourself?
神也要把他的儿子，下面接着下往下讲。
In the same way, God will fill His Son.
充满在他的教会里头。
Into his church.
再说一次。
So let's repeat that again.
你，包括你的脑袋啊，摸到啊。
Just like you.
你怎么样充满你的身体
？Your whole body. So how do you feel yourself?
照样。
In the same way.
神的儿子也要充满在他的身体。
Jesus Christ, God's begotten Son, will fill his church.
那什么是他的教会
？So.What is the church? Himself.
是不是我们这些基督徒啊？
Isn't that just you and me?
是还是不是？
是。
Isn't that just you and me? You got wrong. You're wrong.
江弟兄做过一个很简单的一个数学表达。
And Brother Stephen John actually used one simple math formula to illustrate.
很简单，并不复杂。你们
simple and
一加一等于二，懂不懂啊
？And one plus one equals.
你只要懂这句话，我们就可以讲下面的话。
So if you understand that simple math formula, let's continue.
如果教会就是三个人。
If there are three heads in church, if a church is composed of
最理想的教会，彼得。
So the ideal church is Peter,
还有谁
John,
保罗吧，好吧，我们就选这三个最棒的基督徒。
Let's pick these most distinguished Christians, Peter, John, and Paul.
我们就摆一个简单的公式啊，教会等于
So church equals to
三个基督徒，彼得。约翰、保罗。
The sum up of Christian, John and Paul and Peter.
这个简单的公式有没有问题？有问题。
Do you have a question?
Yeah.
There's one big question. So
怎么样把它改良的比较对
？Can we make it a little better? Times.
现在我们先不要说全世界的基督徒，我们就想就是现在举例来说，只有三个基督徒。
So let's not talk about the worldwide Christians. We just use three of the most extinguished Christians through the history.
那么这三个人够加在一起就是教会吗
？So can we simply say that church is equals to Peter plus John plus Paul?
他们三人会不会吵架？
Well, these three will argue with each other most often.
他们会不会抢谁是老大？
Or three of us try to be ahead of the church? Yes.
所以这个时候你就会发现，如果教会是这三个人的话，那麻烦很多，他们天天要吵架的。
So you see, if a church is equals to the sum up of three Christians, there is one big trouble.
为什么？
Why?
人有什么？有己啊。
Because we have our old selves.
对不对？我们都有己啊。
We have this old self in us.
都要想做头啊。
And this old self pushes us to be the head of the church.
你们家两夫妇都有这个问题，何况有三个基督徒了。
This remains true even among couples, right?
好了，所以主对他的门徒说了。
So the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples,
若有人要跟从我,
So if whoever tries to follow me,
就当背起自己的十字架舍己跟从我, 对吧?
He shall carry over his own cross and deny himself.
所以这个时候你就要把这个公式稍微修改一下。
So in this way, we have to modify this simple math formula.
教会等于彼得、约翰、保罗，你们说不对，对吧？那你要怎么样把它变成对了
？So how to make this formula correct？
那江弟兄这样说。
So Brother Stephen and John mentioned.
我们每一个基督徒看看我们自己，从你得救以后多了一样什么东西
？So every saved Christian, if you look at yourself, what do you have one? You have one additional thing.
After you're saved.
After you're saved.
我们得到什么？耶稣基督的生命，对吧
？That is the new life through Jesus Christ.
所以这叫做重生，我们得到一个新的生命进来了。
This is what we call being reborn. That in other words, we have a new life.
对，那么什么叫做基督徒成长呢
？So what's the growth of Christians?
就是，使徒约翰说的那句话，基督兴，耶稣基督兴旺。我衰微。
The best was put by John the Baptist. He says that Christ will increase and I will decrease.
对吧？那也就是刚刚主耶稣说的，你要背起自己的十字架，舍己，就把你自己一天一天舍了，让耶稣在你身上怎么样，一天一天的增加。
So in order to explain that, and Jesus has made this very clear that we have to carry our own cross and deny ourselves.
好，那么现在你来看这一个教会的。这个方程式的话，就是教会等于彼得的基督减掉彼得，再加上约翰的基督减掉约翰，再加上保罗的基督减掉保罗，对吗？
So if we understand this, we'll be able to modify or correct this math formula as churches equals to Peter's Christ minus Peter plus John's Christ minus John plus Paul's Christ minus Paul.
Got it.
I think you got it.
所以你就会发现这个教会不是指着我们的旧我来说的。
So you see, the church is really not about us or our old selves.
这个旧我是要借着十字架圣灵的能力把它越来越减少。
Because through the power of the Holy Spirit and also the power of the cross, that this our old self will decrease over the time.
所以才会有第二章。
So here comes the chapter 2 of the book of Ephesians.
第二章我们上礼拜也是读过了，他说我们刚刚只是读了一部分。
We read a part of it.
我们以前是随从肉体私欲去生活的，是可怒之子，和别人一样。
In verse 2 it says, in which you formerly walk according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
那到第五节我们要注意哈。
And in verse 5 we have to pay attention.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
So here is verse 5. Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
第六节。
And verse 6.
他又叫我们与耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
这里讲三次的是什么话？
So three times we mentioned.
一同。
Is that together?
这是整个基督徒的秘密。
And you see, that's a mystery of Christians that we have to be together with
Christ. 神怎么样让他的旨意能够实现？
So how can God reveal or make His will being revealed and established?
如果靠你靠我就此生无望。
And if we just by you and us, you and me, we can do nothing. We can do nothing.
我们没有人能够执行这个神的旨意。
Because no one, no flesh one, can carry out God's eternal purpose.
对，这个旨意，只有神的儿子能够带我们一起来完成。
And His will be only carried out and will be carried out by His begotten Son Jesus Christ along with us.
所以今天早上我要给你们一个
重点。
So here is a focus. Here's a point that I'd like to point out to you.
第一个点。
Number one.
神的永远的旨意是什么
？What is God's eternal purpose？
啊，就是无论天上地下一切所有，都要在基督里。同归一
so that all things in heaven and on earth have been summed up in Jesus Christ.
基督是教会的元首
And number two, Jesus is the head of the church.
然后呢第二点我们是教会是这个元首的身体
Oh, that's number one. And number two, that Jesus is the head.
然后我们是身体
And we are his body.
这个叫做教会对吧
And that's what we call the church.
但是怎么达到的呢
So, but how this thing can happen?
第二章就告诉我们达到的方法。
And chapter 2 tells us how can we, how we can make it happen.
我们本来是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
Because the scripture told us that we were dead in transgressions.
那现在叫我们三个一同。
But now we are together.
其实三个一同，你应该加上罗马书的一同，因为罗马书也讲同样的真理，但是罗马书的六章六节讲的有一个一同。
And of course, actually, there are another being together in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 6.
每次受洗的时候，我们都要讲这段圣经。
And we have to mention this. We have to.
一同死，一同埋葬。
Yeah. So you see, this verse has been mentioned during every single baptism. It says here, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with so that we would no longer be slave to sin.
对，这里讲了一头埋葬。
So you see, we've been crucified and be buried with him.
英文就是用 with 这个介系词。
So English, that's a lot of simple. We just use that word with.
那就是说，意思就是说，整个这个工作神要完成的这个旨意。
So in other word, that in God, how does God make this happen?
就是把我跟耶稣基督怎么样一同起来。
Simply put, God link us in today's word, link us to Jesus Christ, bind us together.
从你受洗那天开始
，From the very day that you were baptized，
与他一同埋葬
，That you were buried with him，
与他一同复活
，You were raised up from the dead with him，
与他一同坐在天上
，And now，
然后与他一同作王
，And now we were seated， we are seated with him and reign with him，
一切的秘密都在这一个字。一同。
So you see， all mystery remains in one word， with him。
因为神的旨，这就是神的旨意，怎么样在地上来实现的秘密。
And that's how God is able to carry out his greatest mystery, that is Jesus Christ.
我只能讲到这里了。
I have to stop.
我还可以继续讲，但是时间已经不允许了。
I can continue, but because of time constraint.
但是我要让大家留着这三个点在您脑海里头。
But I hope that these three points will remain in your mind, for some time.
让我们真的知道神的旨意是非常。重要的事
we have to realize the great significance of God's eternal purpose.
你为什么存在在这个时刻
？Why we are here now?
神为什么救你
？Why God chose us and saved us?
因为这个旨意。
Because of this eternal purpose.
你必须把这个旨意作为你人生。最终的追求。
You have to, we have to put this, his eternal purpose, as our ultimate pursuit of our life.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father and dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你愿意把你的旨意向我们来表明。
Because you're willing to reveal your purpose and your will to us.
我们向你承认。
And Lord, we have to confess.
我们第一不够聪明智慧来领悟你的旨意。
Oh, we are not wise enough to understand to know your will.
而且我们这个人的本性，我们只喜欢自己的旨意，我们不喜欢你的旨意。
And our sinful nature pushes us to pursue our own will, not your will.
主啊，因为我们爱自己比爱你多。
We know that we love ourselves more than we love you.
求你赦免我们。
And Lord, please forgive us.
因为我们这样的生来就是这样的一个自私自利的人。
Because we were such a sinners.
主啊，你叫我们要从这个捆绑里中 被释放出来。
And Lord, it's your purpose to set us free from this bondage of sins.
我们爱自己越来越少。
So that our love of ourselves will decrease.
我们可以爱主越来越多。
And our love of you will increase.
只因为爱父，所以他乐意把自己摆上。
And only because we love of a father, we're willing to offer ourselves.
耶稣是如此。
And Jesus did this.
我们也效法基督。
And we, and by imitating Jesus, want to do that.
让我们因为爱主，我们就乐意我们自己越来越少，让基督在我们身上越来越多。
And because we love you, that our old self will decrease, and Jesus Christ will increase in us.
这样，你的旨意就在我们身上，在教会里头。
And in this way, your eternal purpose will be revealed and carried out through the church.
主啊，愿这一个祷告不是一个理论的祷告，而是真实我们一生的追逐。
And Lord, may this prayer is not just a prayer, but our lifetime pursuit.
听我们的祈求，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
Hearing this prayer, we pray this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.